This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, good evening, friends. It's Chodesh Nisan. We are learning Meseches Kesubais, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah said that if somebody died and they left over a wife who's demanding her ksuba and a bal chayiv and yarshim, and you left over metaltalin, let's say peiros tulushim in akarka, kala koyde mehem zoch behem. If the isha zoicha takes more than her ksuba, or the bal chayiv more than the chayiv, what do you do with the rest? Rav Tarfon says, the rest, you give it to the weakest claim. Rav Akiva says, there's no rachmanus. You give it to the yarshim because the yarshim don't need to swear. And a bal choyv, who's collecting from yisoymim, or a woman who's collecting from yisoymim, has to swear. Says Gemar, hiniach peirosh hatzushin. Rav Akiva, mayeria moisar, kulunami, the yarshin havi. Why would Rav Akiva say that only the excess of the choyv goes to the yarshim, according to Rabbi Akiva? Since the reasoning, the rationale of Rabbi Akiva, is because the yosaimim don't have to swear, so, and the other, the bal chayiv and the isha, have to swear, then even if they're toifes, why do they get it? The yarshim are zoicha in it from the time the father dies. It belongs to the yosaimim. Meaning, why would Rabbi Akiva only say you give the moisar, the excess, which is beyond what the woman is owed, beyond what the bal chayiv is owed, to the yarshim? The yarshim should get everything, because as soon as the father died, it immediately went into the rishos. Says Gemara Nechanami, truth is, it all goes to the yarshim. But Rav Tarfon, who holds that grabbing is effective, holds it's only effective for the excess. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva was commenting on what Rav Tarfon was talking about. But the truth is, Rabbi Akiva would hold that the tfisa does not work at all. Since Rav Tarfon was talking about the excess, Tana Iunami Moisar, Rabbi Akiva was also talking about the excess. Says Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, tfisa loy mahani klal. According to Rabbi Akiva, grabbing the estate for something that is owed is completely ineffective. It never helps. Meaning, like Rashi says, it's a lashon she'ila. Is that true? According to Rabbi Akiva, it never helps. Amarava, Amarav Nachman, v'shatavas mechayim. It does help if a bal chayiv grabbed it while the father was still alive. So then he's allowed to keep it after the father dies. This is a mesayra that Rav Nachman had from his rabbeim, that this is what Rabbi Akiva held. Says Gemara, Rav Tarfon demanchi hecha. Rav Tarfon, who says that a bal chayiv could grab, a woman could grab, where exactly are these movables standing that you're allowed to grab? You can't just grab and be toif, be koina property anywhere, because if let's say the peros are in the field of the father, so then once the soimim are koina the field, agavorcha, they're koina the fruits. So this that Rav Tarfon says that the yesoimim are not zoichen them, but rather whoever grabs it, where are these fruits standing? Rav Ushmol de Amri Tarvayu, Rav and Shmuel, they both say v'hushet zibur nemenachem rishos harabim. If they're piled and sitting in rishos harabim, so then they're not in anybody's rishos, so therefore whoever grabs them, it is effective. Avo besimta, but if it's an alleyway on the side of the rishos harabim, then that's considered like it's somewhat guarded, and it would automatically go to the yisamim. Rashi says a simta is a corner next to the rishos harabim, and people do business there when they don't want to be bothered by the bustle of the rishos harabim. So an example would be, let's say an area, you know how like the shuls, they have all these, for security, they have like these pillars to make sure no car swerves and goes onto the property of the shul. So if something like that, which so to speak, keeps the main thoroughfare, the main travel, the main vehicles out of that area, that would be something like a simta. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shakish, they both hold afil basimta. Even in a simta, it would not be considered a makom where the yisaimim would automatically be kainet. Okay, so we have machlokes Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva whether tfisa helps or not. Whether a balchayv or an isha could be toifes when the father dies. Doin dayoni k'Rav Tarfon. A dayan judged the case like Rav Tarfon. Namely, that someone grabbed it for a debt and it was effective. Va'ahadre Reish Lakish l'uvda minayo. And Reish Lakish retracted it. He reneged. He basically went against what that person did. In other words, one dayan adjudicated like Rav Tarfon, and Reish Lakish, ahadre, he reversed it. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan said, "Asisik shel Torah, you're making Rabbi Akiva's din like it would be Doraisa." Meaning, I understand the halachas like Rabbi Akiva, but you're making it like Rabbi Akiva's shita's Doraisa, that even after a judge awarded it to someone who grabbed it, you would take it away from him. It's not like Rabbi Akiva's shita's Midoraisa. Let us say that this is the following machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Demar Savar Ta Bidvar Mishnah Chayzer. Reish Lakish holds that someone who makes a mistake in a matter taught in a Mishnah, you retract, you reverse it. Umar Savar and Rabbi Yochanan holds Ta Bidvar Mishnah Eino Chayzer. That if someone made a mistake in a matter of a Mishnah, although it should not have been ruled that way to begin with, but if there was a mistake, you don't go back. Says, everyone holds that if someone makes a mistake in a ruling in a Mishnah, you reverse it. Here, there's a completely different machalikis. Rav Reish Lakish holds, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, from his friends, but not over his Rebbe, and Rav Tarfon was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. So, even if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, but it's not Pashit, that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva over Rav Tarfon, Umar Savar and Rabbi Yochanan holds halacha filme rabbi, that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, even above his Rebbe, even against his Rebbe. V'boy seiman, if you want, you could say the kuleyama halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveir v'loy me rabbi. Everyone agrees that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva from his friend, but not more than his Rebbe. And here, this is the machlokes. Mar Savar Rav Tarfon Rabbi Haba. One opinion holds that Rav Tarfon was his Rebbe. Umar Savar Chaveroi Haba. So Reish Lakish says Rav Tarfon was his Rebbe. And therefore, one opinion holds Rav Tarfon was his Rebbe. And therefore, if we rule like Rav Tarfon, we'll leave it that way. Umar Savar Chaveroi Haba. And Reish Lakish holds he was his friend, and therefore we have to reverse it. And if you want, you could say everyone says he was his friend. And that's why, if he was his friend, the halacha should be like Rabbi Akiva, and that's why Reish Lakish reversed it. And here they argue on something else as follows. Mar Savar Halacha Itmar, Umar Savar Matin Itmar. Reish Lakish said that it was taught the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, we have to reverse the ruling. Umar Savar Rabbi Yochanan holds Matin Itmar. We're just inclined to follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, but not that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, fine. Kreve de Rabbi Yochanan, the relative of Rabbi Yochanan, Tafus para de Yasmi Misitma. He grabbed a cow of Yisaimim from a simta. They came before Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Lahu. They said to them, Rabbi Yochanan said to them, Shaper Tafsav Tifas Tuha, you grabbed it well. Which is a question, because Rabbi Yochanan never said Lechatchila the halachas like Rabbi Akiva, like Rav Tarfain, only after the fact. So why would he tell them, you grabbed it well? It must be, well, now that they grabbed it, he meant you're allowed to keep it. Asul Kamei de Rav Shimon Lakish, they came before Rish Lakish. Amar Lahu, he said to him, Zilu Ahadur, go return it. The halach is straight up like Rabbi Akiva, and you have to give it back. Asul Kamei de Rav Yochanan, they came before Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Lahu, Ma Esther, Rabbi Yochanan said, what should I do? Shekinegdi Chaluk Alai. Shekinegdi Chaluk Alai. What should I do? Those opposite me dispute me. Okay. Hahu Bakra Diyasmi. There was a shepherd, someone who guards oxen of Yisoimim, the Tafsi Turamine Balchoiv, that a creditor grabbed an ox. Amar, and the creditor said, I should be allowed to keep it. Mechaim Tefesna Le. I grabbed it while it was, while the owner was alive. And we said that even Rabbi Kiva holds that you're allowed to grab it while the owner is alive. Uvakra Amar, the shepherd said, La'acha misa tifase. You only grabbed it after death and you're not allowed to keep it. Also come to Rav Nachman, they came before Rav Nachman. Amar Le, Rav Nachman said, Isl chasadi de tafse? Do you have witnesses that he grabbed it after death? Amar Le, the herdsman said, no, lav. Amar Le, since he could have said, I bought it, this is a very important principle, that if you're holding on to movables, then, and somebody says, hey, it's mine, I say, what do you mean it's yours? I'm holding it. Well, how did you get it? I bought it from you. What do you mean, how did I get it? If I'm holding a pen and you say, hey, Gladstein, give me back the pen. I said, what are you talking about? This is my pen. What? I had this pen my whole life. I said, I bought it from you 2 minutes ago. Anything you're holding, it's yours. Even if the other person says, I had it, and they're adim that he had it, I can say, yeah, it's very nice, I bought it from you. And I'm supported by holding on to it. So, if you have adim that he grabbed it after death, great. If not, believe him, he grabbed it while the person was still alive, because he could have said, I bought it from you. So, yachanami l'meir chaim tefisnale, so he could say, I grabbed it while he was still alive. The din that you could say you bought something does not apply by movables. That goydrois, which are animals that are movable, there's a rule that ein lohem chazaka. Iva amar Rish Lakish ha-goydrois, small animals that could wander off. And the fact that you're holding them doesn't mean you own them, because maybe you found them. Ein lahem chazaka, there's no presumption of possession. Says Gemara, that's true by small animals, but an ox is a big animal. And an ox would only be in a possession if it was handed over from the shepherd. Shani tur, an ox is different. De mesira l'roya. It's given over to a shepherd. Fine. Vaiter. The Beit Nesia, from the house of the prince, the Beit Nesia, from the house of the prince, usually we say, like the house of the, not the Reish Galusa, but the house of the, it's of a powerful, of who the Nasi is, from the house of the Nasi. From them, in other words, Tafas Amsa Diyasmi, they grabbed the maidservant of Yisoimim. So, let's see. The Bein Nesia Tafas Amsa Diyasmi Mesimta. From the house of the Nasi, they grabbed a maidservant from the alley. Now, normally, to grab from an alley, you know, if you grab from Rishus Harabim, so the Yisoyimim were not koine'ed according to Reb Tarfain, according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, even in a simta. But that the grabbing only works in the world of Rav Tarfa, not in the world of Rabbi Kiva. Yosef Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo was sitting there. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. The Yosef Rabbi Abba Gabayo. Rabbi Abba was there. Amar Lahu. So he said to them, who said to who? The Dayanim said to the house of the Nasi, Shafer Tafsi Tefas Tuha. You grabbed well. You were correct in grabbing. You did the right thing. So Rabbi Abba criticized these Dayanim for saying that. Amar Lahu Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba said, Mishum de Beinasiyaninu, because they're from the house of the Nasi, Mechan Fisu Lahu, you're flattering them. The reason why you're saying you grabbed well is because they're powerful people. But don't you remember when the Dayan tried to judge like Rav Tarfon, Rish Lakish reversed it. V'ha'doin Dayanik Rav Tarfon. A Dayan judged like Rav Tarfon. V'ahadri Rish Lakish. And Rish Lakish retracted. Uvda minayu. Rish Lakish retracted the psak. So you didn't do the right thing. One more story. Yemar Bar Choshu, Yemar Bar Choshu, have a masik be zuze bahu gavra. He was owed money from a certain guy. Shachiv, the guy died, vishavik arba, and he left the boat, amrale le shluche. So Choshu Bar, Yemar Bar Choshu said to his agent, zil tafse nehele, grab the boat, azal tafsu, pagubara papa, ravhuna bredo bishua. Rav Papa Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua met him. Amrulei, they said to him, "At tafas ba'achoy b'makom shechav la'achirim." You're grabbing for a ba'achoy in a place where it's causing loss to others. Because whenever you grab a debt, you're causing loss to other people who may be owed money. So the shliach who's grabbing on behalf of the person who sent him is being toy-face for someone who's owed money in a situation where it's at the detriment to someone else, namely another person who's owed money. If you grab for someone who's owed money, if it hurts other people, you're not going to. And we will see this more. I guess we'll see if we could get one amud somehow before Pesach, whether it's Thursday night or Matzah Shabbos or Sunday night. I don't know. Somehow that would be best case scenario to do Amud Aleph before Pesach. And somehow Amud Beis maybe on Chol HaMoed. We'll see. Rabbi Isai, it's been a great pleasure. Have a great night. Kol Tov. Kol Tov. Be well. Thank you. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.